Hello, and welcome to Arizona Living. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, at the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. All of today's articles will be taken from the Flagstaff Business News. And we're going to start it off with the Museum Club's next chapter is yet unsung, December 8th, 2025. The Museum Club closed its doors indefinitely on Halloween, leaving the 90-year-old Route 66 Roadhouse dark and silent after a long history of entertaining Flagstaff with country music, dancing, and drinking. Is this the year the music died? The establishment's latest operator bowed out of the business after 4.5 years, but not before scheduling an auction to sell all the furnishings and memorabilia within the log cabin walls of the Zoo Club, as it came to be called. The November 8th auction was canceled. Still, the threat that the Museum Club could lose its vintage decor had sparked a social media backlash against the bar operators. What would the Museum Club be without its Western art, beer signs, musician publicity photos, and abundant taxidermy, including a stuffed mountain lion, elk, deer, and bison mounted in the rafters? The Museum Club operators involved a group of investors incorporated in 2021 as Zookeeper LLC, managed by Mike Thompson. They had 1 year remaining on their lease with an option for 6 more years, said Martin Zanzuki, who owns the Museum Club with his wife, Stacy. Zookeeper needed to sell off the Museum Club furnishings to cut its losses, Thompson said in an October 27th email to Flagstaff Heritage Preservation Officer Lauren Clementino. Thompson declined to say why the bar had not been profitable, other than complaining that utility costs were outrageous. Zookeeper earlier announced it planned to take the Museum Club name and open another bar, but that plan was scrapped, he said. The Zanzukis bought the Museum Club in 1978 and ran it until 2002. Business boomed in the late 1980s and 90s when Garth Brooks sparked renewed interest in country music, Zanzuki said. 5 different tenants operated the bar over the past 23 years with a few closures along the way. In June, the Zanzukis listed the 1.4-acre property and building for sale for $2.3 million via Da Vinci Real Estate. The asking price was recently lowered to $2.2 million. A potential property sale raised questions about the Zoo Club's future. Could the Museum Club be torn down and redeveloped? We should all put that fear to rest, Zanzuki said. The building will stand, and that will never happen. It just needs to get the right user in here. It's great that there are a lot of people in Flagstaff, young and old, who have this connection to this place, and they want to see it survive. It's part of their life, too. It's not going anywhere. Zanzuki said that the Museum Club is still viable as a bar. The right buyer could make it work by adding a craft brewery and kitchen to the back of the building, he said. I think that would give the museum club success to run for another 40 years. Zanzuki bought the museum club's Class 6 liquor license, business name, and remaining furnishings from Zookeeper LLC to keep the historic business intact. However, Thompson sold an 1880s vintage back bar, which was removed from a back corner of the building. Zanzuki said another option for the building would be a trading post. Dean Aldridge opened the museum club in 1931 as a trading post and taxidermy museum. We just need to get somebody in here that wants to put the energy into it and fix it up, open the doors for another use. Zanzuki operated bars in Flagstaff for 40 years, including the former JD's, a country nightclub at Steve's Boulevard and Santa Fe Avenue. Starlight Lane's owner, Ron Ghetto, is skeptical about whether the historic log building next to his bowling alley can survive as a bar. "I think the community is going to lose the museum club," he said. Ghetto, who worked 2 decades on Wall Street before buying Starlight Lanes in 2010, said he expects the old saloon will be torn down and possibly replaced with a 4-story hotel or housing with ground floor retail. The prospect of redevelopment has drawn the attention of the National Trust for Historic Preservation and Arizona Preservation Foundation. The museum club is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, but that does not provide protection from demolishing the building, said Clementino, the city's preservation officer. Any major exterior alterations or demolition would require a cultural resource study and prior approval from the city's Heritage Preservation Commission, she said. David Zimmerman of the Arizona Preservation Foundation said the required Historic American Building Survey simply means a developer could document and then destroy the building. The National Register designation does provide grants and tax breaks for listed building, said Reese Martin, Preserve Route 66 manager for the National Trust for Historic Preservation and president of the Oklahoma Route 66 Association. Arizona and 7 other states will celebrate the centennial of Route 66 next year. The Museum Club is one of Flagstaff's most prominent Mother Road attractions. "I just hope that the right person comes along that is able to invest in the Museum Club and understand it's going to take a while to recoup that investment," he said. "But the history is important. It's worth saving. Route 66 as a whole isn't just about what's happened over the last 100 years. It's about what is going to be in 5 or 10 years from now. If redevelopment occurs, the museum club site is zoned for highway commercial uses. A new building could have a maximum height of 60 feet. A mixed-use development with multifamily residential and first-floor retail would require a conditional use permit. About 40 dwelling units could be allowed on the 1.4-acre site," said Elsa Erling, Flagstaff Associate Planner. This article was written by Peter Corbett of the Flagstaff Business News. You're listening to Arizona Living, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. Known for her work ethic and leadership skills, Joan Joanne Keene steps into the city manager role, December 8, 2025. As an off-road runner on the rugged paths and switchbacks of Flagstaff, trailblazer Joanne Keene plans to be just as tough in her newly appointed role as Flagstaff city manager. First on her agenda is to keep the city of Flagstaff provisions going strong and to continue to be a responsible organization delivering quality service as well as listening to the needs of the citizens. I think this is the fundamentals of local government, and the city has been doing a great job providing services that are incredibly important to our residents. Trash pickup, parks, police, fire, etc. From my perspective, it is to be community focused. I also want to be sure to continue to ensure Flagstaff has opportunities from the state and federal levels for funding and policy changes that are needed. Keene is not the first woman Flagstaff city manager. However, she is the first to be appointed following a nationwide recruitment effort. Barbara Goodrich served as interim city manager in 2018 to 2019. Coming to the United States when she was 8 years old, Keene was born in Preston, England. Her family landed in New Orleans when her father accepted a position as a design engineer working on the space shuttle for Martin Marietta. While in the fifth grade, Keene's family moved to Tempe. I pretty much grew up in Tempe and went to Marcos de Ninza High School. She became a U.S. citizen as a junior in high school. There's definitely a value I've always placed on public service, she said. My sister also worked in public service in law enforcement. I'm grateful for what this country has given me and my family, and I've always wanted to give back. While in high school, Keene participated in a program called Tempe Government Days, where students shadowed a department director, mayor, or city manager. I shadowed the community development director, and that was the first time I thought, wow, this could be really interesting. I met the mayor, and we had a mock city council meeting. I never thought I would be doing what I'm doing now, but that was a good entry into local government. Noting that she's always had a strong work ethic, when she turned 16, her mother brought her an application for El Pollo Loco. Since then, I have worked, volunteered, and did internships, and I always kept connections and relationships. I think that's what led me into government relations, legislative affairs, and public information. And leadership skills came naturally. I feel like I've always been a good leader of people, and I think it's led me into high-level management roles. Obviously, this is the highest, said Keene. All of that experience put together has given me a good sense of what it takes to lead an organization and people. I'm a member of this community, and I deeply care about Flagstaff. I'm excited to serve in this role. Keene advises younger women and those interested in government to always focus on relationships. You never know when you're going to come in contact with someone again. It's not always easy, but keep relationships positive. Also, always make sure your ethics are in the forefront. Putting ethics first has always been important in my career. I'm truly excited to welcome Flagstaff's new city manager, Joanne Keene, said Coconino County Manager Andy Bertelson. I've had the opportunity to work closely with Joanne for over 25 years of service to our local communities. From advancing our Northern Arizona legislative priorities and securing funding, to addressing natural disaster recovery, to advocating for transportation and public transit funding, Joanne and I have proven to be great teammates and colleagues. I'm excited for this opportunity to work side by side, and I'm confident that our agencies will continue building a strong future for those who live, work, raise families, and visit Flagstaff and Coconino County. With a degree in English, broadcast journalism, and a master's degree in public administration, Keene is a graduate of Northern Arizona University. She served as deputy city manager in Sedona, deputy county manager for Coconino County, and executive vice president and chief of staff at NAU. To continue the momentum and finalization of several capital projects, Keene's hope is to continue to deliver on promises made. There's a lot going on with infrastructure within the city, but I feel like things are working and coming together. Several current projects include the Lone Tree Overpass Project, Butler Fourth Improvement Projects, Museum Fire Flood Projects, Rio de Flag Flood Control Project, Downtown Mile, and J.D. Powell Specific Plan. We have about 32 acres at the airport that Economic Development is working with a private firm to get tenants in that space for a tech hub or research park, she said. Also serving in public service is Keene's husband, City of Flagstaff Budget Manager John Comer. Both are devoted trail runners, along with their dog Mabel. They also enjoy camping in their Sprinter van and traveling internationally for big running trips. This article was written by V. Ronnie Tierney of the Flagstaff Business News. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Arizona Living. Brightside Bookshop unveils literary mural, December 8, 2025. Brightside Bookshop co-owners Lisa Lamberson and Annette Avery are celebrating a longtime dream come true. With the assistance from the Downtown Business Alliance, a nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving historic downtown, the duo secured a grant from the City of Flagstaff's Beautification in Action Grants, or BIA. The BIA is funded by the 2% bed and board and beverage tax revenue and provides mini grants for streetscape art and beautification. The mural really brings new energy to the area and showcases the ongoing collaboration between local business, artists, and the city, said Avery. The DBA panel reviewed more than a dozen submissions by local artists and others from around the country. They decided on the writing process by talented local mural artist Joel Geist, whose other art includes the Be Generous mural for the Assistance League of Flagstaff and the two murals on the tunnel that connects the Ponderosa Trails neighborhood and Fort Tuthill County Park underneath I-17. His mural for Brightside Bookshop ties the theme of literature and books. Painted on what is meant to look like parchment paper, it personifies the agony, patience, courage, and creativity of the writing process. Two one-winged angels with the words patience and courage adorn the top of the wall. While Avery says Geist's mural is about books, these two words can be applied to any part of anyone's life. There are several dimensional aspects to the mural, including the staircase made to look like drawers and a 3D typewriter, which is the access door to the basement. Plenty of people walk and drive through the area. When things look nice, it gives us pride in our surroundings. We are hopeful it will continue to keep a focus on being a nice space for people to travel through, said Lamberson. Lamberson and Avery are grateful that the grant process went smoothly, and their landlords made it easy for them to proceed quickly. They are proud to contribute to the beautification and art scene of the historic downtown. The project also reflects the broader movement toward revitalizing downtown through creativity and collaboration. As independent business owners, the pair see art as an essential part of Flagstaff's identity, supporting tourism and inspiring residents to walk through downtown to appreciate the various artwork. By embracing this project, they hope to encourage other business owners to explore what's possible through community-supported beautification efforts. The mural also adds a new destination to the growing Flagstaff Public Art Walk, a self-guided experience that highlights Flagstaff's private, vibrant, creative community. Lamberson and Avery say that they're honored to have played a role in bringing a fresh spark of creativity to the area that they love. This article was written by Mary Marini Parra of the Flagstaff Business News. You're listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. A historic moment for NAU in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, December 4th, 2025. I am thrilled to share a moment of immense pride for Northern Arizona University. Our very own Lumberjack Marching Band made history this Thanksgiving as the first university from Arizona to ever perform in the iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. With approximately 260 passionate performers, many of whom are not even music majors, our students marched 2.5 miles through the heart of New York City, captivating millions of spectators and viewers across the nation. Chosen from more than 100 applicants, the Lumberjack Marching Band was one of just 10 bands invited to participate in the 99th edition of this storied parade. Their performance in Herald Square was nothing short of spectacular, featuring a heartfelt tribute to Flagstaff and the upcoming Route 66 centennial. With custom tuba covers and a vibrant rendition of John Mayer's Get Your Kicks on Route 66, they brought a unique Arizona spirit to a national stage. A special shout out to Mayor Becky Daggett and Vice Mayor Miranda Sweet for joining us in New York to cheer on the Lumberjack Marching Band as they performed in Herald Square, and also to the City of Flagstaff and Discover Flagstaff for support in bringing Flagstaff's historic Route 66 centennial celebration onto the national stage. From the streets of New York City to the peaks of Flagstaff, our lumberjacks continue to lead with pride, purpose, and performance. I hope you'll join me in celebrating these unforgettable achievements. With gratitude and pride, Go Jacks, by Jose Luis Cruz Rivera, who is the president of NAU. You have been listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona studios, thanking you so much for listening today. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day, and see you in 2026. And next, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.